The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk
with Kia.
Now, work to restore Marley Park's so-called ha-ha wall is set to cost Dunleary Rathdown Council €660,000 plus VAT, with the project now in its final stages. Is this another example of spending public money frivolously? Well, joining us now is Emmett Malone, work correspondent and assistant news editor at the Irish Times, and Oisin O'Connor, Green Party councillor in Glencullen, Sandyford. Emmett, to you first. I have to admit, I'd never heard of a ha-ha wall before. What exactly is a ha-ha wall?
Yeah, I'd never really heard of one myself before this started a few months back when a reader alerted us to the situation up in Marley Park. And when I sent an email earlier this week suggesting the story after getting some figures about the cost to one of my editors, he came back thinking that it had been a misprint or a typo in the email. Ha-ha is basically a posh ditch, essentially. Landowners in the kind of 19th century would have very fancy gardens around their very big house in the countryside somewhere, and beyond those gardens would be grazing lands, agricultural land, and they would separate them sometimes with these ha-has, which were ditches supported on one side by a wall structure, the idea was that they were sunken so that as the people looked out from their windows, their view was uninterrupted by a wall or fence. That's basically it. It was a lot of trouble, a lot of expense to go to, but clearly there was money to spare back then with these people.
I love the line that you obviously broke the story this week, where you said it actually started off as aha, the wall, because people were expressed surprise at.
Yeah, something like that. It's a sort of nickname. And the ha-ha comes from it was supposed to be an expression of surprise that somebody would be walking through the gardens and suddenly stumble upon it, you know. So in one example of a 19th century novel in which it's mentioned, Mansfield Park, it the suggestion is that one of the characters is warned against falling into one. Absolutely, they were supposed to be disguised. You were supposed to be able to get quite close to them without seeing them, and then you would suddenly be startled.
So from Mansfield Park to Marley Park, how is it costing €660,000 plus VAT?
Yeah, well, look, I mean, that's not entirely clear. They undertook the work. I mean, as we've seen in several cases over the last few years with Dunleary County Council, Dunleary Rathdown County Council, they've undertaken the work to a very high standard. They excavated what would be the ha-ha as it was. They found that, you know, parts of the original 19th century structure were still relatively intact, but other parts had been heavily damaged. And so they decided to dismantle the entire thing, assess the stone. It was locally sourced granite. I think they used what they could. They replaced it with they rebuilt, essentially removed all of the materials, rebuilt a dry stone wall that's 197 meters long, about half a meter high. It's a lot of stone. They had to replace a good portion of stone as well, apparently. So they had to buy in materials. They restored the rest of the ditch, the ha-ha. And so it's been going on for 15 months. So on the one hand, you're thinking, you know, restoring a dry stone wall to a very high standard is not a cheap business. It's a very, very skillful piece of work revolving craftspeople, and that doesn't come cheap. But at the same time, the idea that it costs €660,000 plus VAT seems remarkable. There's a couple of aspects to this. One is that, you know, the councillors were told at one point that the money for this was going to come out of the sort of levies that that the council exerts for staging concerts in the park. So on the one hand, it was sort of presented to them as a sort of almost a gift, as, you know, a positive side effect of the concerts. But I've certainly had, you know, local residents onto me telling me that the whole problem in the first place was that there were so many, they would cover the ha-ha over when concerts were taking place. And it's been suggested to me that a lot of damage to the wall in the first place was caused by so many concert goers trampling over the covered ha-ha.
Okay, yeah, really interesting. Malone, work correspondent, assistant news editor of the Irish Times, thank you indeed for bringing us details of that story. Oisin O'Connor, Councillor Oisin O'Connor, what do you make of this? Is it decent value for money, or is it excess, do you think?
Hi, Shane.
I think we do need to look at it in the broader scheme of things of what's happening in Marley Park. Marley Park, it's my own local park. I live around 10 minutes walk from it, so
yeah.
I'm up there quite regularly.
A beautiful park.
Walking like that. It's a lovely park. And we are obviously, as a council, you know, wanting to put as much resources into upgrading the park as possible. Over the last few years, we've upgraded the junior playground. We put in a free-to-use putting green, wider paths along the park run route. We plant hundreds of trees there every year, almost 1,000 trees last year.
Okay.
We're installing a brand new cricket field for the local cricket club there at the moment.
All very laudable, but in relation to the ha-ha wall?
To the ha-ha wall. So the ha-ha wall is another part of what's called the Marley Park Master Plan, which was agreed between councillors and the executive back in 2018. That's before my time, but it is a document that's still live now. So that sets out what upgrades and what I suppose facilities are going to go into the park over these years. So this HaHa project was highlighted in that plan. In terms of how the council goes about doing capital projects, the executive of the council put together the list of capital projects. They presented to the councillors. The councillors get a cursory glance at it, pre-tender, so we don't have an idea of the cost.
Fair enough.
The
structure was initially built in the early 19th century. Is it just one of those things that had to be rebuilt? If we're preserving our heritage, and look, it was never going to be cheap to do it, or do you think there could have been a better option?
If there's a better option, nobody has come forward with that better option at this point. I think the project was worth doing. If it had come across my desk, and if I was part of the decision-making process for doing it at this price, I probably would have said, well, hold off now. You know, let's see if we can go out there into the market and find a cheaper way of doing this. But that's not the way that local government is set up. The local government is set up in that the executive of the council, the staff of the council, are fully in charge of all that project. And this is one of my problems with how local government is set up, is that councillors really have no direct involvement or role in kind of giving the go-ahead for these projects when we know the
all
cost.
Right,
we give the go-ahead years previously before the cost is known, but we need to have more involvement in this.
Fair enough. Councillor Oisín O'Connor, thank you indeed for talking to the Hard Shoulder. And before that, Emmett Malone, work correspondent and assistant news editor at the Irish Times, who broke the story earlier this week.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman. With Kia. Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.